Well, maybe next we could hear a tune from the new record. What do you have coming up for us next?
All right, we're going to do one entitled Under Night's Cover.
Thank you.
And we're in studio today with the Danny Green Trio. Danny, what was the name of that last tune?
That last piece was called Unwind.
Great. And is that also going to be on your new record?
It will.
Excellent. I was thinking maybe for some of our listeners who aren't familiar with Brazilian jazz, I mean, when I think Brazilian jazz, I think the obvious people like Jobim, of course, and maybe Hermeto Pascoal. But who are some of the composers and different Brazilian artists you've checked out?
Well, there's a lot. And one thing I like so much about Brazilian music is that it can be so different from one artist to the other. So coming from the Hermeto school is Jovino Santos Neto, a pianist and composer. And he's one person I've really gotten into his music. And then on a total different side is Chico Pinheiro and all the people he works with, like his pianist Fabio Torres. And they do more, they do Brazilian jazz, but it seems like it's more songwriting rather than quirky jazz pieces. So there's that whole school. There's Hamilton Giolanda, who's a mandolinist that I'm really into.
Yeah.
And Andre Mamari is another pianist that I like a lot. So there's a ton.
And then as far as like more traditional Brazilian music, not necessarily Brazilian jazz or fusion, who are some good artists and styles to listen to?
You know, everyone knows Jobim. He's great. Chico Buarque, Caetano Veloso, his sister Maria Bethania are cool. Let's see. Tatiana Parra is a more contemporary Brazilian vocalist. Javan. And those are mostly like MPB artists, which is basically popular Brazilian music. But then if you're more into like samba stuff, then you can check out some pagode music, or there's also a style called choro, which has all its artists. So just
it's
a ton
whole
of
universe,
stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or there's also all the more drumming styles like samba reggae or...
Well, I know you guys have a gig coming up. Do you want to get in a quick plug for your April 10th thing?
Sure. So I'm doing a master's program over at San Diego State right now. And part of getting through the program is putting on a graduate recital. So that's coming up on April 10th at 1 p.m. at Smith Recital Hall at SDSU.
And that's going to feature these three fine gentlemen, as well as Tripp Sprague on saxophones. And is it any other special guests?
No, that's it.
Just the quartet. Great. And if you're listening on iTunes right now and you want to see some pictures of today's session, you can find a link to our photos at dirtythursdays.com. That's our new blog address, dirtythursdays.com. And of course, if you're on Dirty Thursdays, please head over to iTunes and you can subscribe. Just search Dirty Thursdays in the iTunes store. Well, Danny, Julian Cantelm on drums and Justin Grinnell on the bass, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And where can we find you on the internet?
My website is www.dannygreen.net. You have a website, Justin. What is yours?
Dannygreen.net.
All right. Justin Grinnell.
I'm sure there's a link in there somewhere.
There's a link on my website to Justin's page and Julian. Julian's homeless on the net.
Everybody's at dannygreen.net. And we will have links up on our blog if you go check out the post. Once again, I'm your host, Ian Tordella. And until next time, that's all from Dirty Thursdays here at Dirty Boulevard Recording Company. Our photo editor is Darcy Fontenot. Our boom operator was Stephen Bender. Our menu advisor was Amy Andrews. Our art consultant is Michelle Robinson. Our SEO advisor is Lindsay Saul. Our number one fan is Margaret Ann Frick, and our intern and production assistant is Mo the Cat. For all your studio needs, remember, nothing says value like El Cajon Boulevard.